Unit 1. Receptors as drug targets. Reading. How do drugs actually work? Scientists in the early 20th century realized that in order for a drug to exert its selective action, human cells must have a site for the recognition and acceptance of a specific type of drug. This site of drug action is termed a receptor, and drug-receptor interactions have now become the focus of research for new drugs and are important in clinical settings. Receptors, which are the primary targets of the majority of drugs, are biological macromolecules that have evolved specifically for intercellular communication to maintain life. Basically, the biological function of these receptors is to respond to the body's own chemical messengers, such as hormones or neurotransmitters. When binding takes place, it triggers a series of biochemical and physiological changes known as a response. Drugs which bind with receptors and mimic the effects of hormones or neurotransmitters are called agonists. Drugs which bind to the receptors but do not have the unique structural features necessary to activate them are called antagonists. Since antagonists occupy the binding site of the receptors, they prevent activation by agonists. Based on their locations, receptors are classified into two groups: membrane and intracellular receptors. While membrane receptors are located on the cell membrane, intracellular receptors are located in the cytoplasm. The intracellular receptors are separated into two classes, and both are called nuclear receptors. Class 1 nuclear receptors are located in the cytoplasm, and after ligands bind to them, receptor ligand complexes migrate into the nucleus and bind to DNA, resulting in up or down regulation of gene expressions. Class 2 nuclear receptors are located in the nucleus bound to DNA, and upon ligand binding, they are activated to regulate the expression of specific genes. Electron microscope and X-ray crystallography have allowed the visualization of three-dimensional structures of receptors and the binding of ligands to their receptors. Use of these instruments has great potential for the design and development of new drugs. In addition, software analyzing 3D structures can show how strongly a drug binds to its receptor. This affinity of a drug to its receptor influences the medication's in vivo efficacy and the dosage of the drug. For doctors, nurses, and pharmacists, information about which receptor a drug binds to helps them understand the causes of adverse effects of the drug. This is because the side effects of a drug can be closely linked to its receptor. One example is a multi-acting receptor-targeted antipsychotic, MARTA, for schizophrenia patients. This drug blocks several different kinds of receptors in the brain. Blocking dopamine and serotonin receptors produces favorable effects. However, antagonism at histamine and muscarinic receptors can lead to events of side effects, drowsiness, and increase in blood sugar level, respectively. On the other hand, the affinity of a drug to its receptor varies among the various drugs for the same disease, resulting in differences in how side effects develop. Some patients are at greater risk of these side effects than others. Therefore, knowledge of drug-receptor interactions helps medical professionals to choose drugs with the least side effects suitable for each patient's medical condition.